Welcome back to Edgeley. Ricky Klaverkamp here. Final day, or final game of the day for us here on KDDR, the Tornado. Edgeley getting ready to take on Ellendale here in this final game for us today. Final winning bracket game today. They will go on to the loser out bracket immediately following this game, and it will be Enderlin versus Gwinner. We will not have coverage of that game, but we'll be here throughout this entire game. Ellendale versus Edgeley tonight, final game of the day. Ellendale, the number 8 team in the state, no Legion team, but just talked to the coaches. They're saying, hey, maybe next year they will have a Legion ball team once again. After a couple-year hiatus, they will be back with some Legion baseball. Edgeley, number 1 team inside the district. They're looking to punch their ticket, make it a stacked bracket almost, except for Kidder County. On this day one. All right, we're going to take a quick step aside. We'll be right back. I got to put the rest of my book together. You're listening to District 6 Babe Ruth Baseball. Actually, we'll probably have to hold it on right here. Technical difficulties right now. Yes, we will. We will indeed have to hold on to it for like just two more seconds here as we reconnect the VPN. All right, we shall be... Now we shall hold on to it just a little bit longer again. Edgeley versus Ellendale. We're covering every Lisbon, Lemoore, and Edgeley game this year. So make sure you keep it tuned right here. Edgeley versus Ellendale coming up next.
Gramlow LTD of Fullerton specializes in making your corn planter perform to the best of its ability. They can help with just about anything you need, from testing your meters, setting up your fertilizer system, helping with maintenance and wear on parts, putting a track system on your planter, and many other things. Also offering blades for your vertical tillage tool and high-speed discs, shovels, and sweeps for your field cultivator and chisel balls. Gramlow LTD, 701-375-6330, or visit gramlowltd.com.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services, so when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200. Or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steak, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT, Butcher's Edge, on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley.
Being a kid isn't what it used to be. Today, they deal with so many stressors. Social media, peer pressure, and mental health. At Parents Lead, we're here to help North Dakota parents. Our free online tools can get you talking to your children and promoting good behavioral health at home. Because what we invest in prevention now will pay off 60 times over in the future.
Learn more at your Lemoore County Public Health Department.
Attention, Lemoore, Litchfield, Edgeley, and Cullum community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers, the Lemoore Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, and the Cullum Messenger. Now also covering the city of Edgeley. Packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. Call 883-5393 to subscribe today. They also offer a full-service print shop. Call Lemoore Printing at 883-5393.
Stay on track for a successful farming season with your trusted allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. Now is a great time to talk to your agronomist about scouting your fields for problems and finding customized solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Did you know that you can now order your propane, fuel, and gas online? Just log on to AlliedAg.com, click a few buttons, and they'll get it delivered right to you. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help guide you to a bountiful harvest.
Earn more cash with Kasasa Cash Back from Dakota Plains Credit Union. Free checking that pays rewards with no monthly service charge and a free debit card. You'll even get a refund on your ATM fees nationwide. Take advantage of mobile banking, e-statements, online bill pay, and more. Find out more about all the products and services available at Dakota Plains Credit Union. Visit them in Edgeley, Ellendale, or Enderlin, or go online at DakotaPlainsCreditUnion.com. Qualification rules do apply. Member NCUA.
Attention parents and kids. Need a little cool-off time between games? Check out the Edgeley Pool. With a fun water slide and shallow wading pool, kids of all ages can splash away the heat. For ages 2 and up, it's just $5 for a full day pass, $3 for evening only. Open 12:30 to 4:30 and 6:30 to 8:30. The Edgeley Pool welcomes everyone to the tournament. You'll find the pool on the north end of town at 709 Main Street.
Is your planter getting some acres on it? Well, don't forget about Gramlow LTD in Fullerton. They can help you make that old planter like new again. They have options to rebuild the parallel arms, new opener blades, get your meters tuned up and tested, or even update to an all-new metering system if needed. They can help you upgrade your fertilizer system and set you up with a set of tracks, too. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD a call today, 375-6330, or visit GramlowLTD.com, helping growers get the most out of their corn planting equipment.
Welcome back to Edgeley. Game about to get underway between Edgeley, number one team inside of District 6, and Ellendale, the number eight team inside of District 6. Let's go over those starting lineups. We'll go over the batting order for Ellendale first. Walker Miller leading off, followed by Max LaMotta. Landon Schmidt batting third. Regan Sand is batting cleanup today. Jaeger Sand right behind him in the five spot. Micah Gerard is batting sixth. Carson Henningsen is batting seventh. Griffin Roll is batting eight, and Eli Wagner batting ninth. In the field for Edgeley tonight, pitching, it's Ross Friedenberg. Number 14, Friedenberg, going to be getting us underway. First pitch coming at exactly 5:30 at 5:29. And first pitch is a ball inside to Walker Miller. 1-0. Ground ball chopped right side. Ranging on over fielding. Trent Joseph on the ground. Throws to first. Seth Irie's there. 4-3 put out for out number one. Home crown crowd likes it. 1-0.
The first baseman, number 11, Max LaMotta.
Max LaMotta up to bat now. 1-0 here in the top of the first. Friedenberg pitching, Brady Hansen behind the plate, the pitch. Ball called strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Cade Nitschke over at third, Brogan Young at second, or at short. Trent Johnson is at second base, Seth Irie at first, the pitch. Low ball one, 1-1. That's Brogan Young at short, I should have said. Luke Nitschke out in left, Nathan Sheely in center, Colin Barnick out in right. 0-2 count, apparently. It's counted. 0-2. High. 1-2. 1-2 count. Says the home plate umpire here in Edgeley. 1-2 count. 1-out to Max LaMotta. The pitch. Ground ball right side. Fielded there. Trent Johnson goes to first. Gets the out. 4-3 again. Out number two. Up steps Landon Schmidt.
The shortstop.
Landon Schmidt, shortstop, steps up. And again, Ellendale, no district or a Legion team this year. Didn't have one last year either. First pitch from Friedenberg on the way. That one swung on and missed. Took a little bit off of that, 1-0-1. They're promoting five players next year, though. And they'll have enough players then to have that Legion baseball team. 0-1 from Friedenberg to Schmidt. Ground ball up the middle and through, base hit. Landon Schmidt, first hit of the ball game. Comes with two out here in the top of the first. Nothing our score. Riggin Sand up to bat. Edgley, on the other hand, they've had a Legion team, and this year they are excellent. In the Legion tournament coming up on Monday, pull up that real quick. They are the number two team in the state, or in the city, or in the district. Runner goes, throwing down to second base, is going to be in time to get him. Landon Schmidt caught stealing. 2-6 put out for out number three. Pitch was a ball, by the way. Doesn't matter. No runs, no hits, or no runs, one hit. No one left on base. We'll be right back. This is Babe Ruth Baseball.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services. So when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200. Or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steaks, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT, Butcher's Edge, on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley.
Bottom of the first inning coming up. It's going to be Edgley up to bat now for their first go-around. As I put the rest of the field together for Ellendale real quick as they do their warm-ups. Then I'll give you the starting lineups once again. All right, leading off for Edgley, it will be Nathan Scheele, or Scheele. Brogan Young batting second. Brody Hansen batting third. Ross Friedenberg batting cleanup. Seth Irie in the five spot. Cade Nitschke batting six. Bottom of the order looks like this. Luke Nitschke, Trent Johnson, and Colin Barnick. Riggin Sand is going to be pitching today for Ellendale. Getting the start today. Jaeger Sand behind the plate. Micah Garrard over at third. Landon Schmidt is at short. Griffin Roll is over at second. Max Lamotta at first. Left to right in the outfield, Carson Henningsen, Walker Miller, and Eli Wagner out and right. Nathan Scheele steps up, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch is ball one high. 1-0. That one missing away, 2-0. I believe Ellendale beat Oaks, I believe, to get their ticket here, if I understood that right. That one misses, or called strike, I should say, 2-1. Got to wait. The umpire is a little delayed on his strike call. 2-1 count. The pitch. Low, 3-1. 3-1 count. 3-1, here it is. Walked him. Lead off walk for Edgley. Up steps Brogan Young. Edgley, one of the best teams inside, or the best team inside of District 6 this year, according to record. Ranked at number one in the tournament. Number one seed. Number two seed in Legion Baseball. They've been building up this dynasty for a while now. Runner goes. Pitch is going to be called a strike. Throw down to second base. Will not be in time. Stolen base for Scheele. First pitch strike to Brogan Young, taking all the way. 0-1 count. So Sheely goes to second base on a straight steal. Big lead for him at second. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side, charging on over. Griffin roll. He fields. He goes on a run to first, and the ball's away. It'll be an E3. Advancing Sheely to third. E3 for Brogan Young to reach. In and out of the glove of Max LaMotta. Up step Brody Hansen, or Brady Hansen. Runners on the corners, no one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Infield playing double play depth. Check back at first, and getting back in there safely is Young. Keep an eye on Nathan Sheely over at third. If you throw on over to first, he might just take off for home. Runner at first and third, no one out. Runner from first goes. Pitch is going to be a strike. Fake the throw down to second base. 0-1 count now to Brady Hansen. Runners at second and third, no one out here in the first inning. Ross Friedenberg on deck. Edgley looking to get the first runs across here. 0-1 count. The windup, the pitch. High. 1-1. One count to Hansen, the catcher. Sand comes set. Regan Sand looks on in the pitch. Ball away. 2-1. Count. Regan Sand, the pitch. In the dirt. Jagger Sand with the block. 3-1. Jagger Sand's going to set up inside. Right down in the middle now. 3-1 count. No one out, the pitch. That one swung on and smoked in the air to left. Coming on in, Henningsen makes the grab. Run's going to come on home. The throw to the plate will not be in time, and it's going to get away right at me. Hit the the mesh right, or the fence right in front of me. Bounce back. Coming on back, Jagger Sand. Runner goes to third. Sack fly. Sack fly to eight. Sack F8 for out number one. Run comes home. And then advancing to third is Brogan Young. 1-0 Edgley leads. The windup, the pitch. High and two. That's going to get away. I'll be a wild pitch, and coming on in to score, Brogan Young. And just like that, it's 2-0. Two nothing. Our score. Edgley leads it here in the bottom of the first. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on a changeup high. 1-1. Corner playing in over at third. That is Girard. 1-1. Ground ball right side. Roll field. Sets. Goes to the bag. Getting the out there. 4-3 put out. Out number two. Up step Seth Irie. Regan Sand, Jagger Sand, Micah Girard up next for Ellendale to lead off the second inning. 2-0. Swing and a miss to the backstop on a high fastball. Seth Irie, number 99, on the field. 0-1 count. Wind up the pitch. Foul out of play. 0-2. 0-2, two out. Two runs have come across the score already. No one on base. Regan Sand, the windup. Here it is. Just missing. 1-2. Just a little high on that one. That was close. 1-2 count. Here it is. That one's high. 2-2. Ellendale in red. Black Ellendale script, or white Ellendale script across their front. Black numbers front and back. White and black hats. The pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left. Coming on over and can't make the play. Carson Henningsen, it gets past him. He'll round first, go to second base, get in there standing. Will they rule it a double? We await the official word from upstairs.
Now batting number 28, the third baseman, Cade Mitchke.
They will not. They will rule an E7. Up steps Cade Nitschke. Check back on the runner. Getting in there safely is Irie. So an E7 is the ruling. Not a double. One on, two out. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Chopper. Right side. Foul. Strike one. 0-1 count. Ellendale looking to get out of this inning. Edgley looking to tack on another one run. One out, two down. Runner at second base. Regan Sand comes home. Away. 1-1. One count. Sand looks in. The pitch. Swung on, hit in the air. Right center field. Going on over. Eli Wagner makes the grab. To end the inning. Two runs. No hits. They strand one. We'll be back. You're listening to Babe Ruth Baseball.
Being a kid isn't what it used to be. Today, they deal with so many stressors. Social media, peer pressure, and mental health. At Parents Lead, we're here to help North Dakota parents. Our free online tools can get you talking to your children and promoting good behavioral health at home. Because what we invest in prevention now will pay off 60 times over in the future.
Learn more at your Lamoure County Public Health Department.
Attention, Lamoure, Litchfield, Edgley, and Cullum community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers, the Lamoure Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, and the Cullum Messenger. Now also covering the city of Edgley, packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. Call 883-5393 to subscribe today. They also offer a full-service print shop. Call Lamoure Printing at 883-5393.
Well, I definitely have sunburn. BJ, if you're listening in right now, bring sunscreen tomorrow. You will get burned. Entire right arm is completely burned. Left arm as well. Left forearm. Top of the second inning coming up next. Regan Sand, Jagger Sand, Micah Gerard. 2-0. Edgley leads it through one inning of play. Regan Sand was up to bat. He was in a 1-0 count as the stolen base. Foul tip into the glove, strike one. As Landon Schmidt got thrown out at second base to end the inning. He's in a 1-0 count. 0-1 count now. The windup, the pitch. Ground ball right side, fielded there by Irie. He takes it to the bag himself, out number one. Three unassisted. Jagger Sand steps up now. Jagger and Reagan both use a bat that is like a pencil. It has like an eraser at the end of it. It is in the style of a pencil. First pitch on the way. That one swung on, hit down the line and left. If that stays fair, it is. That could be extra bases. Going around second base, he's going to go towards second. And the throw won't be in time. Right around first to second base. A double for Jagger Sand. And now up steps Micah Girard. Runner at second base, one out. Chance to get a run across here. Top of the second inning. Check back on the runner, and the throw won't be on target. Ross Friedenberg out there. This is his second inning of work. Pitching with a 2-0 lead. First inning pitching with the lead. Has a runner at second base. Left side of the infield's playing in. Basically, everyone's playing in. Fastball blown right by him. Strike one to Girard. Yeah, everyone is playing in right now. Shortstop playing like maybe halfway. Seth Ivory's backing off a little bit, but the left side of the infield's definitely in the pitch. High. 1-1. 1-1 count, one out. Brogan Young is definitely on the infield grass. So is Trent Johnson, the pitch. Strike called. As I put the crowd mic back out. 1-2 count. One out. Runner at second. It's top of the second inning. Friedenberg comes set. He deals. That one's high. Evens up the count to a piece. 2-2 count, run out. Runner at second base. The pitch. Chop foul down behind the plate. Protect the plate there. Micah Girard. Right now it's Trent Johnson keeping Jagger Sand close at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a little bit off the fastball. Girard waves right on top, over top of it. Out number two. First strikeout of the day for Friedenberg. Up steps Carson Henningsen. Left-handed batter. Got a big gap between the first and second baseman. Pitch. That one swung on a miss on a fastball. Strike one. And that one, ball is thrown back, and it's away, but goes right towards second base, so Jagger Sand can't really move anywhere. Close stance here. For Henningsen. Looks back on the bag, the pitch. Emergency hack. He did go. 0-2. Two down. Runner at second base after the double by Jagger Sand. Setting up a Wade, Brady Hansen, the pitch. Foul tip into the glove, strikes him out. Ends the threat. Going to the bottom of the second. Nitschke, Johnson, Barnick, due up for Edgley. They lead it 2-0.
Stay on track for a successful farming season with your trusted allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. Now is a great time to talk to your agronomist about scouting your fields for problems and finding customized solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Did you know that you can now order your propane, fuel, and gas online? Just log on to AlliedAg.com, click a few buttons, and they'll get it delivered right to you. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help guide you to a bountiful harvest.
Earn more cash with Kasasa Cash Back from Dakota Plains Credit Union. Free checking that pays rewards with no monthly service charge and a free debit card. You'll even get a refund on your ATM fees nationwide. Take advantage of mobile banking, e-statements, online bill pay, and more. Find out more about all the products and services available at Dakota Plains Credit Union. Visit them in Edgley, Ellendale, or Enderlin, or go online at DakotaPlainsCreditUnion.com. Qualification rules do apply. Member NCUA.
Attention parents and kids. Need a little cool-off time between games? Check out the Edgely Pool. With a fun water slide and shallow wading pool, kids of all ages can splash away the heat. For ages 2 and up, it's just $5 for a full day pass, $3 for evening only. Open 12:30 to 4:30 and 6:30 to 8:30. The Edgely Pool welcomes everyone to the tournament. You'll find the pool on the north end of town at 709 Main Street.
Two nothing, bottom of the second inning coming up now. Luke Nitschke, Trent Johnson, Colin Barnick leading off for Edgley. Ricky Klaverkamp here on KDDR, the Tornado. Final game of day number one for us here on KDDR. I'm going to have only one game in my book left after this day. I have a second book ready to go. But yeah, I've called 50 games this over the course of this last year. Popped up right side of the infield, going on back and still going on back and making the grab. Max LaMotta out number one. P3. Up steps Trent Johnson. Two nothing our score. Edgley leads it. Reagan Sand out there. Second inning of work. The pitch to Johnson is going to be high. Ball one. Just came out of the hand a little odd. 1-0. Day two tomorrow. We'll start up at 10 o'clock for everybody who... That one's foul tip into the glove. For everyone who wants to come on out, day two will start up. Winner of, or the loser of this game taking on Linton Ashley Wishick. That one swung on a miss. Strike two. 1-2. They'll pick on Linton Ashley Wishick tomorrow at 10 a.m. If Edgley loses, we'll start up our coverage at 10 a.m. tomorrow. 1-2 count, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Regan Sand gets his first strikeout of the day. Two down. Not batting going field. Then after that, we'll have game number, we'll have Lemoore versus Lisbon. Starting up. That one swung on, hit in the air to center field. Base hit for Barnick. Two out single. Keeps the inning alive. Up steps Nathan Sheely. So tomorrow will be Linton Ashley Wishick versus the loser of this game in a loser out game. Then it'll be Lemoore versus Lisbon. Then Kidder County versus either Edgley or Allendale, whoever wins this game. Then it will be the loser of that Kidder County versus Edgley or Allendale. Runner at first, no one out, fake the run, and it's going to be ball one high to Nathan Sheely. Be that loser of Kidder County versus Edgley or Allendale against either Enderlin or, no, it would be actually a loser either Lismore or Lisbon versus either Linton Ashley Wishick or Edgley Allendale. Pitch high. 2-0. Then it will be either Kidder County or Ashley Allendale taking on either Enderlin or Gwinner to end the night tomorrow. There'll be five baseball games tomorrow. See how many we cover or not. 2-0, runner goes. That one's away. Ball called. Throw down to second base. Will be just a little off target, not in time. Stolen base for Colin Barnick. Works himself into scoring position here with two outs. On Saturday, coverage will start no matter what at 11 a.m. 3-0 count, the pitch. Blocked there, and it's a ball four. Nathan Sheely, second walk today. Up steps Brogan Young. He reached on an error his last time up. And no matter what, on Saturday, we'll start up at 11. Because it will either be Lemoore or Lisbon playing at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Two out on, two out. Here in the top of the second, or bottom of the second inning, the pitch is away, ball one to Brogan Young. Oh, one count. This was called strike, actually. Caught down to the part of the plate. The pitch swung on, ground ball up the middle and under the glove of the shortstop in Landon Schmidt. And the bases are now loaded with two outs. The E6. And now out comes the coach for Allendale. He's going to talk to his infield. Talk to Riggins Sand, say, hey, we got this. Brody Hansen up to bat. He has a sack fly today. Hope get that opening run across. Or are we getting a new pitcher? Oh, we are getting a new pitcher. Riggins Sand is going to be done. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back. You're listening to Legion or Babe Ruth Baseball here in KDDR.
Gramlow LTD of Fullerton specializes in making your corn planter perform to the best of its ability. They can help with just about anything you need, from testing your meters, setting up your fertilizer system, helping with maintenance and wear on parts, putting a track system on your planter, and many other things. Also offering blades for your vertical tillage tool and high-speed discs, shovels, and sweeps for your field cultivator and chisel balls. Gramlow LTD, 701-375-6330, or visit gramlowltd.com.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services. So when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200, or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steak, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT. Butcher's Edge on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgeley.
The Tornado is KDDR, AM 1220 Oaks, K262DH, FM 100.3 Oaks, and K240CJ 95.9 Lemoore.
So Riggins Sand comes out, Landon Schmidt comes in, Sand goes to short, bases loaded, two outs. Here in the bottom of the second, first wide, grabbed there by Jagger, Sand ball one. 1-0, bases loaded, two outs. Two-out rally could be forming here. Brody Hansen sacked fly to center his last time up. 1-0 count, the pitch. Away. 2-0. Bottom of the second inning, Edgley leads it 2-0 over Ellendale. Winner goes on to take on Kidder County tomorrow. Pitch. Came inside, called strike. Makes it 2-1. Check back at first base, and ball kind of kicks away towards home, and running after it is Max Lamata. Everybody safe? So far, two runs given up by Riggins Sand. The four on base are technically his, minus the run at first. He reached on an error. 2-1 count, the pitch. 3-1 high. Technically, none of the runs will be counted against him due to the E6, keeping this inning alive. That one would have ended the inning. No run after that will count. Closed stance for Brody Hansen, 3-1 count. The pitch hit him. Hit batter. Brings home a run. Unearned. Still count as an RBI for Brody Hansen. 3-0 our score. Pinch runner over there. It's going to be Drew Ency coming on in to run for Brody Hansen, for him to come off and get the catcher's gear on.
Now batting friendly, the pitcher number 14, Ross.
So all the runs will be charged to, right now, Riggins Sand. However, not all of them will be earned runs. 3-0 the pitch. Ball away, ball one. One-oh count, two outs, base is still loaded. Ross Friedenberg, he's 0 for 1 today, grounded out to second his last time up, the 1-0. Ball or called strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Seth Irie due up. Leading off the top of the third, it'll be Griffin Roll and Eli Wagner and Walker Miller. Pitch, line drive, fielded there at short, takes it to the bag. Regan Sand does a good job knocking the ball down. Fielder's choice ends the inning. However, they score one more run. It's 3-0 through two innings of play. We'll be right back. Third inning coming up next. It's 3-0. Edgley leads.
Being a kid isn't what it used to be. Today, they deal with so many stressors. Social media, peer pressure, and mental health. At Parents Lead, we're here to help North Dakota parents. Our free online tools can get you talking to your children and promoting good behavioral health at home. Because what we invest in prevention now will pay off 60 times over in the future.
Learn more at your Lamoure County Public Health Department.
Attention, Lamoure, Litchfield, Edgley, and Cullum community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers, the Lamoure Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, and the Cullum Messenger. Now also covering the city of Edgley, packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. Call 883-5393 to subscribe today. They also offer a full-service print shop. Call Lamoure Printing at 883-5393.
Three nothing on the scoreboard, top of the third inning. Coming up next is Griffin Roll, Eli Wagner, and Walker Miller for Ellendale. Edgley leads it 3-0. Ricky Klaverkamp here, KDDR, the Tornado. Happy to have you along with me for this first day of the Babe Ruth District 6 tournament. I'll be with you every day next week as well for the District 7 Legion Baseball Tournament. Up steps Griffin Rawl. First pitch on the way. It's going to be a called strike at the knees. 0-1. So far, two hits for Ellendale today, a single and a double. Haven't been able to do much with them. The 0-1. Line drive right side on the ground, fielded there at second base, goes to the bag. Trent Johnson to Seth Irie for out number one. Now up steps Eli Wagner. Again, winner tonight, goes on to take on Kidder County tomorrow. They beat Linton Ashley Wishick. Linton Ashley Wishick will face the loser of this game. Winner of that game will take on either Lamoure or Lisbon, whoever loses tomorrow at that second game. That one's going to be called strike at the knees to Eli Wagner. 0-1. Friedenberg comes set. He deals. Top foul over the third base dugout where Ellendale is located. 0-2. Wagner against Friedenberg. Friedenberg, the windup, the deal. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three pitches, three strikes. Gets the out. Third strikeout of the day for Friedenberg. Up steps Walker Miller. Miller today 0 for 1. He grounded out to second his last time up. Friedenberg, the pitch. Swing and a miss over the top of it. Strike one. Oh, 1, two outs. The pitch. Came inside, called strike two. Friedenberg trying to just flow through this inning quickly. 0-2, two outs. Shakes off one sign, shakes off two signs from Hansen. Good sign he likes. 0-2, the pitch. High at the eyes, 1-2. Oh, 1-2 count to Walker Miller. The pitch. Ground ball right side. Foul down the first baseline. We'll redo it. Still 1-2. Oaks versus Lemoore on Monday will be the final game of the day. That will be the 7 o'clock game. It'll be fun. Again, 12 straight days of baseball. That one's high, 2-2. Starting today, B.J. Walters on the call tomorrow. Jerry Edwards Saturday and Sunday. 2-2-2 out the pitch. Ground ball right back to Friedenberg. He fields, goes over to first, gives it to Irie. They get the out. 1-3 put out, 1-2-3 inning. Goes Ellendale. Due up, it's Seth Irie, Nitschke, and Luke Nitschke. Cade Nitschke and Luke. All coming up next, you're listening to the District 6 Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament from Edgley.
Stay on track for a successful farming season with your trusted allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. Now is a great time to talk to your agronomist about scouting your fields for problems and finding customized solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Did you know that you can now order your propane, fuel, and gas online? Just log on to AlliedAg.com, click a few buttons, and they'll get it delivered right to you. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help guide you to a bountiful harvest.
Earn more cash with Kasasa Cash Back from Dakota Plains Credit Union. Free checking that pays rewards with no monthly service charge and a free debit card. You'll even get a refund on your ATM fees nationwide. Take advantage of mobile banking, e-statements, online bill pay, and more. Find out more about all the products and services available at Dakota Plains Credit Union. Visit them in Edgley, Ellendale, or Enderlin, or go online at DakotaPlainsCreditUnion.com. Qualification rules do apply. Member NCUA.
Attention parents and kids. Need a little cool off time between games? Check out the Edgley Pool. With a fun water slide and shallow wading pool, kids of all ages can splash away the heat. For ages 2 and up, it's just $5 for a full day pass, $3 for evening only. Open 12:30 to 4:30 and 6:30 to 8:30. The Edgley Pool welcomes everyone to the tournament. You'll find the pool on the north end of town at 709 Main Street.
Seth Irie leading off the bottom of the third inning. Edgley leading 3-0 here in Edgley. District 6 Babe Ruth Tournament quarterfinals. A double elimination tournament. Seth Irie reached on E7 and last time up. That one ground ball or line drive foul. Umpire with some good movements over there at third. Some good hops jumped over the ball. Pitching right now, it's Landon Schmidt. We're going to get a new ball, I think. 0-1 count. Landon Schmidt pitching his first full inning of work here. Came on in the third inning when the bases were loaded. The pitch, swing and a miss on a changeup. 0-2. And Irie reached on an E7 his last time up. A ball hit past Nitschke. 0-2 count. The windup. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Fielded there. Nolan Gerard the first, and the ball was thrown away. It's going to be a hit. Irie will not advance. It'll be an infield hit. He was past the first baseman, and by the time the ball came by, it'll be an infield single. As up steps Cade Nitschke. Nitschke flew out to right to Eli Wagner his last time up. Gerard, the throw to first, just not in time. Max LaMotta. It was a tough play to make, and especially here in Babe Ruth. Heck, even all the time. It's a long way to throw from third to first. truly is. Throw clear across the diamond. It's a long way to throw. So leadoff single for Seth Irie gets him aboard. Check back at Irie, and the ball is going to be thrown away, and Irie's just going to hide a hold on at the bag. He was on the ground. He's not going to get up, and the ball didn't get past that LaMotta that far. Cade Nitschke, Luchkin, Nitschke both do up. Infield playing straight up. The windup, the pitch. Lined into right field. That's a base hit. Wagner fields it, throws it back in. Good piece of hitting. Don't do too much with it. Hit it where it is. Put the barrel of the bat to the ball. Good things happen. Two on, no one out. Up steps Luke Nitschke. He popped out to first his last time up. Schmidt looking back at first, or at second. The pitch. Curveball finds the zone, 0-1. Bottom of the order right now. One count. Schmidt from the stretch looks back at second base. And the throw goes back to second, and they almost got him. Just unable to hold on to that was Sand, Riggins Sand. They might have had him there. Seth Irie slow to get back to the bag. One count to Luke Nitschke. Two leadoff hits already, 0-1. Chopper fielded there. Goes to third, gets the out there. That's going to be the only play. They go over to first, and everybody's safe. So fielder's choice for Luke Nitschke. They get Seth Irie on the 1-5 put out for out number one. Get the lead runner. Now up steps Trent Johnson. He struck out swinging his last time up. Seth Irie will come off after getting thrown out at first or at third. Good idea going to third, getting the out. Check back at second base, and it'll bounce off the head and go into right center field. Bounce off the head of Nitschke. He's going to round third base. He's going to come home. E1. Nailed him off the head, and it bounced in the right center field. He didn't even know where it was. And he comes around all the way to score. 4-0, Edgley leads it. Kind of sat there for half a second. It bounced off his helmet. One on, one out. 4-0 lead now. The pitch, ground ball, right side. Roll fields it. Sets goes to first, gets the out. Nitschke goes to third. 4-3 put out. Up steps Colin Barnick. Barnick today is 1-for-1. Stole a base and scored as well back in the previous inning. One on, two outs. The windup, the pitch. Ball high. 1-0. If Edgley wins this game, you're going to have to tune on in tomorrow at around noon. Lemoore versus Lisbon. We'll have three games tomorrow, no matter what. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Because we'll have Lemoore versus Lisbon. Kidder County versus either Edgley or Ellendale. If Edgley wins this one, it'll be Kidder County versus Edgley. It'll be Lemoore or Lisbon versus Linton Ashley Wishick or Edgley or Ellendale. That one's fouled off. 1-2. Whoever wins that game in the loser out bracket. So at least three with the possibility of four tomorrow. 1-2 count. Two down here. The pitch. Came inside, and that's going to hit Colin Barnick. puts him board and puts runner on the corners. Up steps Nathan Sheely. He walked his last time up. Still looking for his first bat at or for AB. He's got two walks today. Scored back in the first. Oh, two count or two outs, 4-0 lead. Runner goes. That one's ground ball left side. And it's going to be booted there by Michael Girard. Gets past him. And that'll be an E5. Drives home a run. Colin Barnick to second. Upset Rogan Young. 5-0 on the scoreboard. Jedgley leads it here in the top of the or the bottom of the third. The pitch came inside. Ball one. One oh count. The pitch. Watches that one go away. 2-0. Just couldn't come back. Couldn't stay in the zone there. Two on, two outs, 2-0 count. Schmidt deals. Inside, 3-0. Count to Brogan Young. It's 0 for 2 today, reaching both times on errors. 3-0, the pitch. Strike called on a fastball, 3-1. The gimme over pitch is there. Throw another one of those. See what happens. Jager Sand sets up inside and high. 3-1 count, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove, it sounded like. 3-2, two outs. Payoff pitch is going to be on the way. Two on. 5-0 our score. Hedgley leads it in here to the bottom of the third. Schmidt deals. Runners go way away. He walked them. Bases loaded. Two outs. Upset Brody Hansen. Still looking for his first at-bat. The catcher, number 23, Brady Hansen. Brady Hansen. Last at bat, he got hit by a pitch. Got caught out at third, or at second base, to end the inning. Back-to-back innings with the bases loaded. The pitch balls away to the backstop. It'll bounce away. One run will score, and it's going to be 6-0. Ball one on the wild pitch. 6-0 on the scoreboard here in Edgley. They lead it. 1-0 count. Schmidt comes set. He looks in. He deals. Came inside. 2-0. Ross Friedenberg due up. Schmidt from the stretch. 2-0. Called strike at the knees. 2-1. Good crowd here in Edgley. Happy to see everybody out here. For Babe Ruth Baseball, the pitch. Came inside. 3-1. Two outs. Runners at second and third. The pitch. Behind the batter, and that's going to bring home another one on a wild pitch. Base on balls. And then you got going to second base and going to get second base. Brady Hansen Drew Ency going to courtesy run for Brady Hansen. See, Scott stole second base after the base on balls. Ross Friedenberg comes up. 7-0 score. Runners at second and third, only in two down. The pitch. That ball's away, blocked there that time by Jager Sand. Ball one. Friedenberg grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. 1-0 on the way from Schmidt. Pop foul out of play. Behind the plate. 1-1 count. He's 0 for 2 today is Friedenberg. Grounded out to second his last time up. 1-1 count, 2 outs. Landon Schmidt comes set. The pitch. Ball away. 2-1. Schmidt has thrown north of 25 pitches now here in this inning. 2-1. Ground ball. Knocked up by Schmidt, but it's going to land behind him where nobody is. It'll be an infield hit. For Ross Friedenberg, it'll drive home a run. And we hit around here in the third inning. It's 8-0. Seth Irie coming back to the plate. Singled earlier this inning. Got thrown out at third. Runners on the corners once again. Two down. They just cannot buy this third out, Cannellandale. And they're going to have a mound visit here. And that might be it for Landon Schmidt. Here in the third inning. Come on out. They're going to talk. Let's see if the infield decides here. I think they're just talking right now. 8-0 on the scoreboard. Edgley leads it. Hitting around here in the third inning. We're going to see a switch here. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to District 6 Babe Ruth Baseball.
Is your planter getting some acres on it? Well, don't forget about Gramlow LTD in Fullerton. They can help you make that old planter like new again. They have options to rebuild the parallel arms, new opener blades, get your meters tuned up and tested, or even update to an all-new metering system if needed. They can help you upgrade your fertilizer system and set you up with a set of tracks, too. Give the guys at Gramlow LTD a call today, 375-6330, or visit GramlowLTD.com, helping growers get the most out of their corn planting equipment.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services. So when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200 or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steaks, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT, Butcher's Edge on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley.
So LaMotta is going to come on in to pitch. Max LaMotta from first. Schmidt goes over to first. He'll step off. Schmidt has both runners are his right now. Seth Irie up to bat. Irie today, he's 1-for-2 with a reaching on an error. Pitch came inside, blocked there. Ball one. Pitching change here in the third. Irie back up to bat, second time in this inning. We're hitting around here in the third. The 1-0 came inside. kind of blocked, and runner goes go. It's going to go to second base on the wild pitch. Ross Friedenberg to second. Courtesy runner for the pitcher is actually Ty Lloyd. So Ty Lloyd takes the bag. 2-0 count to Seth Irie. The windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Pitch high. 3-1 to Seth Irie. 2 on, 2 out. Cade Nitschke on deck, waiting in the wings. 3-1, here it is. Walked him. Base on balls for Seth Irie. Up steps Cade Nitschke. Bases juiced still. Cade Nitschke up to bat now. The windup, the pitch. Ground ball, left side. Fielded there, goes to second, and they'll get the out and end the inning. Fielder's choice ends the inning. 6-3 put out. New scoreline through three. It's 8-0. You're listening to the District 6 Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament from Edgley.
Absolutely.
Being a kid isn't what it used to be. Today, they deal with so many stressors. Social media, peer pressure, and mental health. At Parents Lead, we're here to help North Dakota parents. Our free online tools can get you talking to your children and promoting good behavioral health at home. Because what we invest in prevention now will pay off 60 times over in the future.
Learn more at your Lamoure County Public Health Department.
Attention, Lamoure, Litchfield, Edgley, and Cullum community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers, the Lamoure Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, and the Cullum Messenger. Now also covering the city of Edgley, packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. Call 883-5393 to subscribe today. They also offer a full-service print shop. Call Lamoure Printing at 883-5393.
Going into the top of the fourth, it's 8-0. LaMotta, Schmidt, Sand all do up. Riggin Sand, that is. Closing the books on Landon Schmidt. He goes one inning pitch, three hits, two walks, no strikeouts, five runs, of which zero were earned. Five runs on three hits and two errors in that last inning. The pitch fouled off. First strike one. Ross Friedenberg back out there. This is his fourth inning of work. 0-1 count. The pitch. Lifts that one into left field. That's a base hit. Leadoff hit for Max LaMotta. Up steps Landon Schmidt. He's one for one today. Got caught stealing back in the first.
Brings up number nine. The first base.
Top of the fourth inning here. Third game of the triple header we have here on KDDR. 8-0. The pitch. Called strike on the outside part of the plate and low. 0-1. Schmidt again. He singled his last time up on a ground ball right up the middle, an ankle biter. Right up the middle. The pitch. Ground ball, right side, could be two. Second one on to first is in time. No! They pulled him off the bag. It pulled Irie off the bag. The relay throw not in time. Fielder's choice.
The shortstop, number four.
Be a 4-6 put out for out number one. The throw was in time. It pulled sand off the bag. Sand didn't need to be off the bag. Will not be officially an error. Reagan sand up to bat. He grounded out to first his last time up. Ground ball, weakly hit left side. And that one's bobbled. Second one gets the out. Fielder's choice, 6-4 for out number two. Up steps Jager Sand. Doubled his last time up. Doubled back in the fourth. Or back in the second. We're at the top of the fourth right now. Two down. Friedberg comes set. Check back on the runner. Get back in there safely. 8-0 here in Edgley. Final game of the day for us here on KDDR. Pick up coverage again. If this scoreline holds, we'll pick up coverage around noon again tomorrow. Runner goes. The pitch. No called strike. Throw down to second base. Will not be in time. Stolen base. A 0-1 count to Reagan Sand. Or to Jager Sand. Reagan Sand steals second. Jager Sand at the plate and a 0-1 count. Two down. Friedberg comes set, looks back. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2 count to Jager Sand. Friedenberg looks back at second. The pitch. Ground ball, right side. Irie Fields flips to the pitcher who covers and gets the out. 3-1 put out for out number three. Going to the bottom of the fourth, it's going to be Nitschke, Johnson, Barnick, due up for Edgley. You're listening to District 6 Baseball here in KDDR.
Stay on track for a successful farming season with your trusted allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. Now is a great time to talk to your agronomist about scouting your fields for problems and finding customized solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Did you know that you can now order your propane, fuel, and gas online? Just log on to AlliedAg.com, click a few buttons, and they'll get it delivered right to you. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help guide you to a bountiful harvest.
Earn more cash with Kasasa Cash Back from Dakota Plains Credit Union. Free checking that pays rewards with no monthly service charge and a free debit card. You'll even get a refund on your ATM fees nationwide. Take advantage of mobile banking, e-statements, online bill pay, and more. Find out more about all the products and services available at Dakota Plains Credit Union. Visit them in Edgley, Ellendale, or Enderlin, or go online at DakotaPlainsCreditUnion.com. Qualification rules do apply. Member NCUA.
Attention parents and kids. Need a little cool-off time between games? Check out the Edgley Pool. With a fun water slide and shallow wading pool, kids of all ages can splash away the heat. For ages 2 and up, it's just $5 for a full day pass, $3 for evening only. Open 12:30 to 4:30 and 6:30 to 8:30. The Edgley Pool welcomes everyone to the tournament. You'll find the pool on the north end of town at 709 Main Street.
Bottom of the fourth coming up. Nitschke, Luke Nitschke, Trent Johnson, and Colin Barnick leading off here in the fourth inning after hitting a round in the fifth or in the third. Back out there, Max LaMotta threw six pitches in his last inning. Came on in, got the third out. Luke Nitschke today, he's 0-2 with reaching on a fielder's choice. The pitch popped up left side. Coming on in, Reagan Sand puts it away for out number one. Up now steps Trent Johnson. 0-2 today, he grounded out to second his last time up. First pitch is a ball away. 1-0. Wind up the pitch. Foul tip straight back. 1-1. Count, one out. LaManna comes set. He deals. Lines that one into center field for a base hit. Trent Johnson gets aboard. One out single. Up steps Colin Barnick. He's one for one today with a hit by pitch. And a single. He's scored twice. Allendale cannot allow the two runs to come across. Either the runner at first or the runner at the plate to come across. Because then they'll be down by 10, and going into the fifth inning, they're going to need to score at least one in that inning to keep the game alive. The pitch popped up. That's set short. Reagan Sand back, puts it away. That's what they need. Two down. Up steps Nathan Sheely. Today he's 0 for 1, reached on an error his last time up. Walked twice, scored twice. LaManna comes set, he deals. Comes inside, it's blocked there, and trying to find it. Now the runner goes, the throw down to second base won't be in time. Wild pitch advances Trent Johnson. It was right in front of Jagger Sand. He couldn't see it. Lost the track on it. 1-0 count to Nathan Sheely. One out the pit. Two out the pitch. That one's high and away. 2-0. Brogan Young up next. 0 for 2 with a walk. Reached on two errors as well. Throw back to second base and getting back in there safely, easily enough is Trent Johnson. Again, Ellendale cannot allow two runs to score. Otherwise, going into the top of the fifth, they need to get a run. They'd like to get a run anyways. Pitch comes inside. Blocked there, 3-0. Count to Nathan Sheely. The windup, the pitch. Came inside, he walked him. Two on, two out. Up steps Rogan Young. Again, he's 0 for 2 today, reaching on an error twice. And he walked his last time up. Two on, two out, the pitch. Strike called, inside par of the plate, 0-1. Good pitch there from LaManna. The stretch, he deals high, 1-1. Count, two outs. Runners at first and second. Edgley up, 8-0. Ricky Klaverkamp here, day one of the District 6 Babe Ruth tournament. That one's lifted in the air, left side, left field. In foul ground, running on over is Henningsen, and he can't make the grab. He had it. He lost it. 1-2.
Can I have the Gwinner and Enderlin coaches please report to the press box, please? Enderlin and Gwinner's coaches, please report to the press box. Thank you.
Enderlin and Gwinner coaches being called to the press box. Enderlin and Gwinner playing immediately following this game. Here at Edgley, if you wanted to come on out and watch that game. 1-2 count to Brogan Young. The pitch. Away. Evens up the count to a piece. 2-2 count. Two on. Two out. LaManna comes set. He deals. It's on the ground, and it's going to go behind him. It's a wild pitch. Goes behind Jagger Sand. Wild pitch advances the runners 90 feet. Base hit will score two. Base is juiced. Two out, or two on, two out. Full count, half pitch on the way. Behind him. He walked him. Base is loaded. Up steps Brady Hansen. Brady Hansen today, he's got a sack fly, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Still not an official AB yet. Base hit scores two, gives Edgley that 10-run lead where they can win the game in the top of the fifth. Micah Girard, Carson Henningsen, and Griffin Roll due up for Ellendale. Base is loaded, two outs. Brady Hansen up to bat, the pitch. Away, ball one. Max LaMotta. And a jam. 1-0 count, the pitch. 2-0 high and inside. Two out. LaMotta comes set, the 2-0. High, 3-0. Walk scores a run. The 3-0 to Brady Hansen. Here it is. Taking all the way, strike one. 3-1 count. Max LaMotta trying to get out of this inning. In a jam. Two-out jam. Throw back to third, or first, getting back in there safely is Brogan Young. Three-one count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Walked him. High ball four, in comes a run. Trent Johnson comes in to score, and it is 9-0. Up steps Ross Fredenberg. Courtesy runner Drew Ency comes on in for Brady Hansen, the catcher. Base is loaded, two-out rally again. The pitch. That one swung on, hit in the air to left. Slicing, foul by a foot. There's strike one. Just a deep strike is all that turns out to be. That was hit well down towards the corner. By maybe a yard, it was foul down the left field line, 0-1. That one's popped up. Could do it for the inning. Roll. Going on back, and he dropped the ball. One run will score, and now you got runners all over the place. And another run will score, and it is going to be 11-0. And now the ball's away again and going to third and getting safe. Run down at in between second and third. Sheely scores, Young scores, an E4, and then an E5 is what will get rule it, as up steps Seth Irie. First pitch swung on and missed, strike one. It's 11-0 here on the fourth, two on still, two out. Pitch away. 1-1. Ellendale again cannot buy an out here with two outs. They have been struggling to get these third outs here in these innings. 11-0. Edgley leads the pitch. Inside, blocked there by Jager Sand. 2-1. Not quite hitting around yet. 2-1 the pitch. Chop foul. 2-2 count to Seth Irie. Max LaMotta looking to try to get out of this inning. 11-0 our score. Edgley leads it. The pitch. High and away. Full count. 3-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Gets the third out. Not before damage, though. Edgley has a shot to win it. It's 11-0. You're listening to the Babe Ruth District 6 tournament from Edgley.
Gramlow LTD of Fullerton specializes in making your corn planter perform to the best of its ability. They can help with just about anything you need, from testing your meters, setting up your fertilizer system, helping with maintenance and wear on parts, putting a track system on your planter, and many other things. Also offering blades for your vertical tillage tool and high-speed discs, shovels, and sweeps for your field cultivator and chisel balls. Gramlow LTD, 701-375-6330, or visit gramlowltd.com.
James Valley Grain of Oaks, Verona, and Berlin is your locally producer-owned and operated grain company and is proud to serve their communities. James Valley Grain offers all marketing alternatives and services. So when the time is right to market your grain, give them a call at 742-5200, or for up-to-date cash quotes, click on jamesvalleygrain.com or apply for our new phone app. That's James Valley Grain.
Absolutely nothing tastes better than a good cut of beef on the grill. If you want locally sourced premium cuts of prime rib, freshly processed steaks, meat bundles, and hams, you want Butcher's Edge, located on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley. Butcher's Edge also has all your meat and cheese trays, bacon, pepper steak, summer sausage, and jerky for between-game snacking. Give them a call at 701-493-MEAT, Butcher's Edge, on the 281 South Frontage Road in Edgley.
Looking to complete this game here in the fifth inning. Up 11-0. First pitch swinging to Micah Girard. Girard is 0-1 today with a strikeout. Fredenberg comes set. He deals that one, swinging to miss, strike two. This game does come to an end this inning. Max LaMotta went 1 1/3 innings pitched, 1 hit, 3 walks, 1 strikeout. 3 runs, of which one's earned. That one's high. 1-2. One-two count. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Got him looking. Strikeout number 4 of the day for Fredenberg. Upsets Carson Henningsen. Struck out swinging in his last at-bat. He's 0-1. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Strike called outside part of the plate, 0-1. Count, one out. No windup. The pitch. Foul tipped into the backstop behind home plate, 0-2.
Coach Searstead, the winner, please report to the press box. Coach Searstead, please report to the press box.
0-2 count to Carson Henningsen. The pitch, high and away, 1-2. One-two count, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 2 down. Up steps Griffin Roll.
The second baseman, Griffin Rail.
Or Rail, I should say. Griffin Rail. 0-1 today. Grounded out to second his last time up. 11-0 our score. Edgley looking to advance on to the next round. The pitch comes inside. Ball one. 1-0. 1-0 count, the pitch. Strike called outside part of the plate, 1-1. Five strikeouts on the day so far for Fredenberg. 1-1. Pitch low and away, 2-1. Griffin Rail, the last shot for Allendale here in the fifth. They're down by 11. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Fielded there at short by Brogan Young. Goes to first to Seth Irie and gets the out. 6-3 put out. To get the out and get the win. Edgley advances on. We'll be back to break down this game and to break down what's going on tomorrow. This is the District 6 Babe Ruth Baseball Tournament from Edgley.
Being a kid isn't what it used to be. Today, they deal with so many stressors. Social media, peer pressure, and mental health. At Parents Lead, we're here to help North Dakota parents. Our free online tools can get you talking to your children and promoting good behavioral health at home. Because what we invest in prevention now will pay off 60 times over in the future.
Learn more at your Lamoure County Public Health Department.
Attention, Lamoure, Litchfield, Edgley, and Cullum community members. Stay connected with your local weekly newspapers, the Lamoure Chronicle, Litchfield Bulletin, and the Cullum Messenger. Now also covering the city of Edgley, packed with exclusive local stories, events, interviews, and all the stats on your favorite local teams. Delivered weekly to your inbox or mailbox. Call 883-5393 to subscribe today. They also offer a full-service print shop. Call Lamoure Printing at 883-5393.
Stay on track for a successful farming season with your trusted allied agronomist and the energy experts at Allied Energy. Now is a great time to talk to your agronomist about scouting your fields for problems and finding customized solutions to optimize your crop health and maximize yields. Did you know that you can now order your propane, fuel, and gas online? Just log on to AlliedAg.com, click a few buttons, and they'll get it delivered right to you. Visit AlliedAg.com today and let them help guide you to a bountiful harvest.
Earn more cash with Kasasa Cash Back from Dakota Plains Credit Union. Free checking that pays rewards with no monthly service charge and a free debit card. You'll even get a refund on your ATM fees nationwide. Take advantage of mobile banking, e-statements, online bill pay, and more. Find out more about all the products and services available at Dakota Plains Credit Union. Visit them in Edgley, Ellendale, or Enderlin, or go online at DakotaPlainsCreditUnion.com. Qualification rules do apply. Member NCUA.
The Tornado is KDDR, AM 1220 Oaks, K262DH, FM 100.3 Oaks, and K240CJ 95.9 Lemoore.
Edgley wins this game by a final score of 11-0 in five innings. Let's break down this game and get you on your way. Game started out well for Edgley as they get Ellendale to only face the minimum. They did technically face one over the minimum, but they got Landon Schmidt caught stealing in the first inning to make it so it only faced three official batters. In the first, Edgley would score two runs on no hits and two errors. They'd strand one. Left on base would be one earned run. In the second, Ellendale would put up one over the minimum after a double by Jagger Sand. But then there'd be two straight strikeouts to end the inning. Edgley in the second, they'd score one run on no hits and an error. No earned runs in that inning. They'd strand the bases loaded. In the third, Ellendale would go down in order, 1-2-3. Edgley would hit a round in the third. They'd go score five runs off three hits, two errors, two men left on base. None of the runs would be end up being earned. In the fourth, Ellendale would get a man on and then off of a single, then a fielder's choice, and a ground out ended the inning. Fourth inning for Edgley, they'd score three runs on one hit, two errors, one earned run. Strand two men on base, and they'd make it 11-0. Ellendale would then go down in order to end out the game. Final score again, 11-0. Winning pitcher in this one, Fredenberg. He goes five innings pitch, three hits, no walks, five strikeouts. no runs given up. He's the player of the game in this one. Regan Sand gets the loss. He goes 1 2/3 inning pitch, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, 3 runs, of which 1 was earned. Landon Schmidt came on in relief, giving up 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 runs, none earned. Max LaMotta went 1 1/3 inning pitched, 1 hit, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, 3 runs, of which only 1 was earned. Game started at 5:29. Game ended at 6:53 for a total run time of 1 hour, 24 minutes. So looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll have coverage starting up right around noon after game. It'll be a Lemoore versus Lisbon. The games will all start at 10 o'clock, actually, tomorrow. Linton Ashley Wishick versus Ellendale will show up after that for Lemoore versus Lisbon. Winner of that one will play again on Saturday at 11. Loser has to go to the bottom of the bracket where they will face either Linton Ashley Wishick or Ellendale. After game number 8, which is Kidder County versus Edgley, that one will be 30 minutes after the Lemoore-Lisbon game. Then we'll have the Lemoore or Lisbon versus Linton Ashley Wishick or Ellendale. And then if Edgley does lose, they'd have to play, we'd have a coverage of Edgley versus Enderlin or Gwinner, but it'll be whoever loses that Kidder County Edgley game will play the night game tomorrow night. I'll be Kidder County or Edgley taking on Enderlin or Gwinner, and that Enderlin or Gwinner game going to be going on today. Then on Saturday, coverage will start up at 11 o'clock with Lemoore or Lisbon taking on Kidder County or Edgley. Winner of that one plays again at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then the loser has to play the winners of the final two games tomorrow night and the loser out bracket. They'll play the last game of the night tomorrow night. And then we'll have coverage again starting up on Sunday at 2 p.m. All right, that'll wrap it up for me today here on KDDR The Tornado. Again, Lemoore, Lisbon, and Edgley all advancing to the next round. Have a great rest of your night. God bless all of you. See you guys again tomorrow for the morning show. And we'll have 11 more straight days of baseball coming at you here on KDDR, The Tornado.